It's the Outdoor Show, steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, well, welcome to the Outdoor Show if you're just tuning in. Well, we've been talking about successful deer hunters today. We've been talking about, I actually redid a tip for duck hunters, and I redid a tip from yesterday talking about hunting very close to as thick a cover as you can find for late season rifle hunting, the last few days of rifle season. Here's another tip for you. And this is more for beginning deer hunters than anything, because most people realize that a grunt tube, well, you can have problems with it, especially in the colder freezing weather. In freezing temperatures, if you have a grunt tube that actually is an exhale style grunt tube, well, the condensation builds up in the tube and freezes the reed. But there are plenty of grunt tubes on the market that are inhale style. So you're actually inhaling to make the sound of a deer. The other thing I wanted to tell you is, don't be afraid to be aggressive sometimes on the grunt tube, especially during rutting period like right now. There is, the majority of the time, quite frankly, in October, you want to be kind of tender when you're making, when you're attempting to make deer sounds on a grunt tube. But right now, it's not unusual to actually be very aggressive. And I don't necessarily mean loud aggressive, but very sharp starts and stops to the grunting sounds, where before they may kind of slowly come into their volume on the grunt and then slowly fade out, where now you can actually make a sharp start and stop to the grunt. It does make a difference. One more tip for you when using a grunt tube. The best thing to do, and I don't care if you're duck hunting, goose hunting, whatever you're doing, calling is best learned from the animals themselves. And I learned so much when I stopped grunting without seeing deer and started grunting when I saw a buck. If I had a buck that was coming through my area but he wasn't going to come near me, well, what do you have to lose at that point? Give him a few grunts and see what happens. And I've actually seen some pretty crazy things happen when other bucks decide to answer what I have no idea what I was saying to them, but I knew I was being aggressive. I've seen bucks just let out a long, wallowy grunt. And other times, they don't even pay any attention, especially if they're on a hot doe. Forget about it. Not going to make any difference. But if they're looking for a hot doe, it will make a difference. So give it a try. The other call, one last little tip for you, is a little can. The one that I have is made by Primos. And it's a bleat can. And it kind of just sounds like a little bah. I'm not doing it again. But that's kind of what it sounds like. Those are very effective for bucks in the rut as well. So a couple of tips for you, especially for you newbies out there. Maybe you're just getting started with your deer hunting. Or maybe you've never tried calling before. Great thing to try. All right, time to get to this Dan Tominski tune.